The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Many church leaders are confused. In the last 20 years, there's been a growing animosity expressed toward Christianity through the media. And once the present national government was installed, for the first time in our history, a majority of the Congress and the chief executive agreed that the message of the Bible should be suppressed. Pastors' belief that their call from God was just to preach the gospel is now being questioned by them, as they're seeing their right to preach the gospel in public being more and more suppressed by government. They're wondering if they should not have spent at least some time in government working to preserve the liberty to preach that gospel. Could it be that the root mistake we're making is in defining what the gospel message is? Now, I'm not referring to the teaching that Christ shedding His blood is the only means of our being made right with God. For the honest heart, that is the obvious teaching of the whole Bible. However, when we reduce Christ's command to take the gospel to the whole world, to say it means, if I receive Christ as my Savior, I'll go to heaven when I die, we're understanding only the first part of the gospel. To be sure, we all must enter at that narrow gate of the new birth. But Jesus didn't say to just enter the narrow gate. He said to walk on the narrow way. A walk implies that we must move in the direction Jesus is moving. It's not just an initial experience. It is a lifestyle. To be sure, this walk begins with an experience of repentance toward God, and we're born again as we invite Christ to come inside us and take up residence in these bodies we live in. But that is just the beginning. From that moment on, we're to be discipled. In other words, to learn to live each moment concerning each thing by the wisdom and the power of His Holy Spirit inside us. Each moment and each event in this world as well as in heaven to come. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you." He purposely included teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. In other words, Jesus didn't just tell us to teach people to enter the gate, but rather to teach them to walk on the way. Every area of life must be touched by the gospel. This walk in the truth will include education, economy, and government, as well as who you're going to marry and what house you'll live in. America's founders believed the reign of God must touch every area of life now as well as in eternity to come. Matthew Henry was a great preacher of the late 1600s who wrote a commentary on the whole Bible. His commentary was the main one America's founders looked to in order to understand the Scriptures. Thus, he did much to shape the founders' thinking about life. Here is what Matthew Henry said when commenting on this command of Jesus to take the gospel to the world. He comments about individuals, saying, secondly, that salvation by Christ should be offered to all, none excluded. Then his next comment is about governments. He said, quote, thirdly, that Christianity should be twisted in with national constitutions, that the kingdoms of the world should become Christ's kingdoms. America was founded on the biblical understanding that government must be shaped and operated by the principles of the Bible. So, pastor, church leader, shouldn't you be involved and get your people involved in government? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.